Good evening, folks. Well, we do have a few here tonight. Lord bless you and keep you. And Facebook friends, or Facebook and sermon audio. I have a problem remembering how to say that. But anyway, welcome aboard, and we'll start the service tonight with I Love to Tell the Story.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longing as nothing else can do. I love to tell a story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, 'tis pleasant to repeat. What seems each time I tell it, more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I'll sing the new song, 'twill be the old love story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love.
Amen. Good evening, good evening. Once again, we've got the pleasure together here and to lift our voices and worship God. It is a wonderful day indeed. Father, tonight we thank You for the opportunity to be here, Lord. We want to give You the honor and the glory. Father, we want to make sure that our praise goes up to You, Father, because You're worthy of it. Father, we thank You for this night that we've come together. And though it's dark outside, it's light in here. And we are the light that is filled with the Holy Spirit as Your people as well. And we will push back the darkness, Father. And we thank You so much for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, open our eyes, Lord, that we might see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch Him, and say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Let's sing it again, all right? Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch Him and say that we love Him. Open our eyes, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. All right. I think most of us were here this morning, but I'm going to go ahead and ask. Somebody might have turned a year older between now and then and now. You never can tell. Miracles happen. Has anybody got older? Or what about a birthday or an anniversary? Okay. Well, I think we're all home, folks. Let's go ahead and, I think everybody's familiar with the announcements, but let's go ahead and bring them up. Wednesday night is Thanksgiving communion, and that's all that's going to be Wednesday night is a communion. And then we're going to have a Christmas extravaganza on Friday, December the 9th. It's going to be in the cafeteria. The lunch or dinner will be provided. Bring a $10 gift, and they'll figure out a way to spread those gifts around. I know Miss Retha will have a plan. All right, let's go ahead and go over to page 114. Leave it there. If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Since you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you take to gain, and your soul is almost waking, think despair. Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. All right. One more now. Let's do Send the Light. Send the Light. It's on page 89 of this little blue book here if you want to look at it. There's a call comes ringing over the restless wave. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And a golden offering at Kyrene. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. On the last, we will not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for our crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore.
We'll do the offering on the last one of this next song, Danny, okay? It's Hide Thou Me. And so when it comes time for that, we'll stop in the middle of the song like we've been doing and sing the chorus, all right?
Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my life in vain. I'm tempted off to murmur, to cry my lot, complain. But when I think of Jesus and all he's done for me, then I cry, O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. No other refuge have I but thee. When life's dark veil I wander far, far from thee, then I cry, O Rock of Ages, hide thou me.
On the last verse, we'll do the offering. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer and then do the offering, and we'll sing this verse, all right?
Father, we thank you for this time that you've given us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this evening and the gathering together of your people, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you said you would open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. And Father, we just will receive that tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for help. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us the ability to handle each day that is set before us by your power and your might. In Jesus' name, amen.
On the last verse now.
Oh, what a friend, Jesus, sure anchor for my soul. So tender, true, and gracious, safe in his control. My help in time of danger, my strong defense is he. Then I cried, said, Rock of Ages, hide thou me. O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. No other refuge
Rock of ages, hide thou me.
You know, this is the first special I ever sang that we're getting ready to do here. I sang a duet with my dad in a little old church in Bowlegs. And I was at the age where a young man's voice will do one thing when he stands up to sing one time, and it'll do something else the next time. So when we went over it, I had a nice low voice, and I could sing a part. And when we got up to sing a special, I sang lead with him. I still remember it. But you know, God blessed. And it's a good memory that I have with my father. Most of the memories I have with him are either in church or we worked as a team. He was a carpenter on the side. We did carpentry work together. And I helped learn a little bit of a trade, learned how to use tools. And that was time that I got to spend with my dad. That was back in the days when dads worked from can to can't. And so, anyway, now I belong to Jesus.
Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Once I was lost in sin's degradation. Jesus came forth to bring me salvation. He lifted me up from sorrow and shame. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious...
Let's start that third verse again, Paul.
Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood he gave to redeem. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
All right, good evening, everyone. Yes, hallelujah. You know, probably a lot of you know who Chuck Swindoll is. And he wrote that in the early 50s, he said, I was an apprentice in a machine shop. He said, my father would be, he felt it would be wise for me not only to get book learning, but also to get practical taste of life. On one occasion, I was working in a machine shop with a machine called a tracer lathe. And it was an intricate piece of equipment for that time. And he said, I spent months on it. And he said, I was always told before you change the tool that cuts the aluminum, make sure you turn off the machine. Otherwise, you could hurt yourself or maybe even kill yourself. So he said, once I was fighting against time, and I was trying to make production that day. He said, I did not turn the machine off. And so the wrench I was using to loosen the tool on the lathe slipped and my hand went into the chuck and out again. He said the bone that led to my little finger was now in a place it shouldn't be, which was on the outside. I went down to see the industrial nurse and showed her the finger and said, I think I might need a shot. And she said, I think I might need one too. And said, why don't you sit down? And then she called the paramedics, and they came and took me to the hospital, and a surgeon put a long stainless steel pin in my hand. Week after week, I would go back for checkups, and finally he said, come back in 3 days, and we will pull the pin out. But actually, he told him, he said, I won't be here to do it. He said, my assistant will. And so as being curious, I asked him, I said, why won't you be here? And he explained that he had a little black mole on his stomach that was going to have to be removed. And he said, it's about the size of my fingernail. And so when I went back, Chuck says, I went back to have the pin pulled out. I asked when the surgeon was coming back for my final checkup. And the assistant became very grim and said, he passed away, he's dead. And he said, I'll never forget the feeling of emptiness and unbelief that came over me. And the assistant said, when they cut him open, they saw that his abdomen was covered with cancer. And 2 days after the surgery, he died. And so the thing we need to understand is anything can happen in our lives. And that's why it was so important to be ready. Always. So I want to talk a little bit, it says, you know, about the rapture and being ready. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verses 16 and 17. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. I've got to pull back over. I've flipped too far. Okay. There we go. Pardon me, I'll find it. My fingers are dry. There we go. Well, have you got it on the screen? Yes. Number 16 says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then verse 17 says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him, with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. There's been so much written about the Lord's return, when it's going to happen, and all the things that surround it. The Lord's return and what the Bible says is, and we won't turn to Titus 2:13, but it calls it the blessed hope. His return and what will it look like? In the book of Acts, it says we get some insight in this return. He is with the disciples and he's encouraging them. And they're asking questions, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? And they're standing around looking and a couple of angelic beings appear. It says, men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Christ is going to come the same way through the clouds. God has gave the Apostle Paul a special revelation concerning the return of Christ. The Lord himself will come the groom coming for his bride. The Lord comes from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, and the trumpet call of God will sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. So when the Lord comes, the dead believers will be the first to be raised, and that'll be quite an event. What happens when we die? Paul made it clear that the soul and the spirit of the believer goes to be with the Lord. Remember the thief on the cross. Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." At death, the soul and the spirit leaves the body. The body goes to sleep and no longer functions. The soul and the spirit goes to be with the Lord. Absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. From the Old Testament days to the present, mankind has tried to solve riddle and of death and of the afterlife. Philosophers have wrestled with the question of immortality. But Paul, he solved this problem. So we as Christians don't need to wonder about death or life after death, because the Word of God gives us insight. We go to be with the Lord. The Lord comes back from heaven with a loud command and the voice of an archangel and a trumpet call. And we will see Him in the clouds. It says, did you realize that the spirits of the believers will be coming with Him? 1 Thessalonians 4:14 says, we believe that Jesus died and rose again. So we believe that God will bring with Him, with Jesus, those who have fallen asleep in Him. Paul's idea of the resurrection of the human body is like the growing of a plant from a seed. The flower is not the identical seed that was planted, yet there is continuity from the seed to the plant. There are three unique sounds that are involved in the event. When you look at the plant, though, when you plant a plant, our bodies will go into the grave, and when we come out, we will come out in our resurrected bodies. We will be similar in many ways, but we will be new. There's three unique sounds that are involved in this event. The Lord's shout. Jesus will give a shout and a command, just like He did outside the tomb of Lazarus. And those in the grave shall hear His voice. Do you know that if He hadn't spoke to Lazarus specifically, there would have been a lot of people come out of the grave that day if He'd have said, come forth. And then we have the sound of the trumpet that also relates to His return to the sound. The Jewish people are familiar with trumpets and shofars, so they would understand this completely. A voice of an archangel is the idea that the angelic host will share in the great event. What happens to the living believers? They will be caught up as well. The word rapture is a literal meaning of caught up. Of course, as you all know, the word is Latin is rapto, which means seize or to carry off. And from it, we get the English word rapture. Various meanings of the Greek word caught up gives us a picture of what the event will look like. To catch away speedily. This is the translation that is involved in Acts 8:39, where the Spirit caught away Philip after he led the Ethiopian to Christ and baptized him. When the Lord returns in the air, we who are alive will be caught away quickly in the twinkling of an eye. This means that we should live each moment in the expectation of our Lord's return, lest He come to find us out of His will. Another example is to seize by force. This idea is that some of the saints will be so attached to the world that they must literally be dragged away. If, for an example, like Lot being delivered from Sodom and Gomorrah, if you remember the story, they had to get him by the arm and they had to say, come on, we got to go. So he was kind of attached to where he was and couldn't understand the whole scope of everything, but he was needed some extra encouragement. And like Lot being delivered from Sodom and Gomorrah, to claim for one's own self this views of the rapture from the Lord's point of view as He claims His bride. The Lord's point of view is He's coming for his bride to move to a new place. Paul used the words, he described his visit to heaven, and Jesus has gone to prepare a home for us. That's talked about in John 14, 1 through 6. And when he comes, he will take us to that glorious place. We will be going to that place that he has gone to prepare for. We're pilgrims. We're strangers in this world. Our true citizenship is in heaven. To rescue from danger, this suggests that the church will be taken home before the time of the tribulation that will come to the world, and it'll come from God. His judgment. And will the unsaved, will they be aware of what's happening? Will they hear the shout? Or will they hear the voice and the trumpet? It will happen so quickly and suddenly in the twinkling of an eye. Since the shout and the voice and the trumpet apply to God's people, there's no reason to believe that the unsaved masses will hear them. If they hear, and if they do, they will hear sounds without meanings. Millions of people will just vanish instantly and be gone. I was listening to Jen Markell on the way home, and she was interviewing a man, and he was talking about how they're already preparing for the masses to be not missed. And to listen to them was an amazing thing, how they could put together a scenario where all of a sudden you wake up and everybody's gone. They've got it all figured out to where they can, you know, the people will be deceived and they'll just buy it hook, line, and sinker. If you listen to podcasts, find Jen Markell today and go back and listen to it. It's quite an interesting scenario. So millions of people will disappear and vanish instantly. We've seen some of the characteristics of the Lord return, but we need to understand one thing, that is, are we ready to meet the Lord? That is the main thing in any message. That's the main thing in understanding, that we have to be ready. We cannot be. There's nothing that hasn't already taken place that the Lord's return could happen at any moment. Now, I know people have set scenarios, and there are people that think the church is going to go around and kind of clean up everything and usher in the coming of the Lord. But I've never seen that. I've even listened to a couple of those folks trying to figure out where they come from, and you know, they can dance around that subject, but I think at any moment, in any time, the Lord is ready to come. He can be here, and we have to be ready. There's nothing left to take place. We are a country that is ripe and ready for the coming of the Lord. We are a people that need to be prepared and looking. Come quickly, Lord. We need to understand that we don't say, oh, well, everything's good because, you know, we've got to do this. You know, we've got to get everybody cleaned up and be without spot and wrinkle. Well, we will be when we stand before the Lord as the bride of Christ. We'll be without spot and wrinkle. Here on this earth, we're going to be in constant need of the washing of the blood of Jesus and forgiveness that he offers, in order to make it daily in where we're at. So we know that we need to make sure above all things, if you do not know Jesus Christ, for you out there in audio sermon, for you on Facebook, if someone hears this and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is your day. The Scripture tells us today is the day of salvation. Because one of these days, the Lord's going to come back, and if you don't know him, you will not hear that shout. You will not hear that trumpet. You will not hear that archangel. It's going to happen in the twinkling of an eye. It'll happen quickly. And as people, we need to be prepared to spread the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, so that other people can have an opportunity to hear it and make a decision. We need to plant that seed. The Word of God is a seed. If we plant it in there and then somebody else comes along and waters it and maybe nurtures it, you know, we may not get to see the Word of God come to fruition. But it's our duty to spread the Word. It's God's and the Holy Spirit to take care of what it does. And that is my message tonight. Brother, if you have a song, we just want to make sure we're ready. Always must be ready.
Breathe on me, breathe on me, Holy Spirit, breathe on me, take down my heart, cleanse every part, Holy Spirit, breathe on me.
Thank you all for being here tonight. You guys have a safe and blessed evening. The Lord go with you as you drive.